So welcome back to our third lecture on the fascinating topic of email marketing. We've been talking about several different types of campaigns, the role that they play in your overall scheme of marketing and promoting your ministry or your nonprofit or your business. And what we're going to talk about this time now is the role of the segmentation campaign, and that is to pique the interest of subscribers who sort of got stuck at some point on the value journey that we had, that diagram, and they're just either not going anywhere, or you spelled out a logical next step for them, and they chose bucket number two or door number three instead of the one that you wanted them to take. Whatever reason, they're just kind of stuck there. And what we're going to do with the purpose of a segmentation campaign is to say, all right, you've been here. What sort of things are you interested in? Can we send you some information about playing baseball or improving your basketball skills or swimming stroke or tennis playing or whatever the case is, and get them to do things or make choices that they segment themselves based on whatever it is they're interested in right now. So, segmentation campaign, storyboarding a segmentation campaign. Three things. Number one, use content. So you're creating a lot of blog posts, you're creating videos, gated content. And again, gated content is content that's reserved for people who maybe have subscribed or they've paid a membership fee or whatever the case is. Number two is using special offers. You can send out a series of sales offers, sales announcements, or coupons for specific products, intentionally chosen products. And then the third technique is to use events. Are they interested in getting more information by signing up for a webinar on a specific topic or even an in-person meetup? Re-engagement campaigns, this is probably something that actually is also very important in the overall scheme of things on a longer-term basis if you're in a nonprofit or some sort of a ministry situation. People kind of come and go, and you never know what happened to those people. Re-engagement campaigns are meant to, if they're done right, they'll help you answer some of those questions. Calling out the inactive subscribers. Where did they go? And you get them to either tell you why they're not engaging with you anymore, they moved from the area, they're no longer interested, whatever the case is. And you either get them to re-engage with you and start interacting with you and your emails again, or they select door number two and you just kind of take them off the list and they're gone. And get them kind of do things, say things, provide them with information or offers or opportunities that get them re-excited about you and whatever your ministry or your business is doing. So what is a storyboard for a re-engagement campaign look like without laying it out slide or step by step? Really, you're focusing this campaign, this email campaign, on the inactive subscribers. And most email program software has the automatic capability of identifying people who have not opened any of your emails in a certain period of time or interacted or responded or whatever. So you can target those people via these email programs in calling these people out and encourage them to re-engage with you. You'll want to remind them of the benefits of being a subscriber, telling them what they've missed recently since they last opened an email. And a couple of reasons for doing this is that you'll get a lot lower complaints. You'll get if you're into e-commerce, you'll very often lower the returns that you get, refund requests, and it'll increase the overall deliverability of your emails as well. In other words, there are penalties when you start sending out a lot of emails that are not getting opened or are marked spam or whatever. So even if somebody subscribes to your email list, it's almost kind of good practice to remind them the next time they get an email from you that, hey, you know, you're getting this email because you subscribe to my list about my ministry or about my business. Because a lot of times it's just amazing how many times people will come back and 2 weeks later they'll unsubscribe from your list with a spam complaint, which is not a good thing. These internet providers do track that stuff, and if you start getting a lot of complaints by getting names that have not, email addresses that have not subscribed to you, and you start sending them email, they can mark that email as spam. And if you get a certain percentage of people responding back saying this is spam, these email list providers cut you off, and you have no email capabilities. So what if some of these campaigns don't work? What if the campaign like this re-engagement campaign doesn't work? What kind of next steps are you going to do? Well, kind of self-obvious. Just take their name off the list. If you sent them, say, a series one or two or three emails trying to re-engage with them, and you're seeing that they are not opening your emails anymore or they're not responding to you anymore, the obvious issue is you just stop emailing. You take their name right off the list. You mark them as being inactive subscribers. In other words, it's referred to as cleaning your list. And one thing you want to do is be working with a clean list of email addresses. So in a lot of activities throughout marketing and sales and management of a business or a nonprofit agency, there's certain metrics that you pay attention to, and you measure your success based on these metrics. And email marketing has its own unique set of metrics that you'll want to measure your success against. Email performance metrics. The first one is actually a little hard to read. I can't even read that. Anyway, the second one is the deliverability rate, how many of these emails get delivered. Typically, that delivery rate is not all that bad. In other words, this is referring to the fact that the email provider, software provider, couldn't deliver an email for some rate. There's some sort of a technical issue. Email open rate, this is a big one. How many of the, if you send an email out there, did 5 people open it or did 50 people open it? Generally, you'll find, depending on who you are and what you're doing, you'll find that most of your open rates will fall somewhere between 8% and 40%. Email click rates, that depends, again, there's a wide variance here on click rates. If you have an offer on there that has a link and you say, click here to get this, or to get to this next step in my marketing program, or in the next box on my value journey, that you're going to have some sort of a link in that email for them to click, which will instantly send you a signal to your email program that this particular email address gets bumped into a different list segment. The other thing that you're going to be paying attention to as far as metrics are concerned is email unsubscribes and complaint rates. And I mentioned a while ago that some of these email software providers like MailChimp and Constant Contact and some of these other people like that, they have some pretty defined levels of complaints. If you get more than a couple of percent complaint rate of spam complaints, you'll start getting warning notices from these people saying, you know, this either needs to stop or and get resolved, or we are going to discontinue your subscription to our service. So with having said all that, those are some of the important metrics that we talked about. It's always good to kind of keep an eye on those metrics because it tells you what's working. And so no matter what kind of email campaign that you're running, whether it's a segmentation campaign or re-engagement or indoctrination or who knows what it is, if you have data that tracks these metrics, it will very quickly tell you what kinds of things are working, what people are responding to. And that is a very critical critical function that we pay attention to in any email campaign that we do. So let's talk just a few minutes about some of the different roles of the management people who might be involved in email marketing at your particular organization. And this is kind of assuming a maybe a business approach to it, but three primary inputs that you'll have is marketing. They're going to kind of know who you're going to be emailing to, why you're going to be emailing them, and what sort of things that you want to be saying and why you're going to want to say it. Salespeople are going to be very interested in just send me the leads and I'll set up an appointment, go visit them, and I'll go get the order, or I'll call them on the phone, or I'll send them an email, capture the order, and get the cash, and we're done. Editorial, these are the people who are going to write the copy for the email, and they may be writing the copy for the offers that they see on the website, that sort of thing. Believe it or not, this is a very critical area, and I can tell you this from personal experience. There's a couple of things here that you need to be paying attention to, and probably one of the biggest issues is the text that you use on your subject line. The next most critical part of your email is obviously the text of your email. And I can tell you from personal experience that I can take a subject line, I can transpose two words on that subject line, and I will triple the open rate. My wife thinks I'm crazy when I tell her that, but I can tell you from personal experience that tweaking a single word, shifting two words around in an email subject line, adding that recipient's first name to that subject line, just can have explosive results in terms of your email marketing metrics. So you have to be very careful. Do not just whip some text off, and you know, writing like you talk is a big no-no. And if you do that, you'll have dismal results. So editorial is a very critical aspect of an entire email marketing campaign. So that kind of brings us to the end about email. Obviously, I only have had time in this particular series of three lectures to really kind of skate across the surface of the pond. There's a whole lot more about email marketing. And if you go on your computer, you get on the internet, and you do a search, you'll find just tons of information about email marketing. But during the series of three lectures here, I've given you a really good basic foundation of things that you need to be looking for relative to using email for your marketing effort at your agency, at your organization, or at your business. Thanks for listening.